Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity. Sorry, folks, on this 23rd day of September 2017. Had to look that up. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and businesses built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of anticorruptionsociety.com. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed more than 60,000 times. It is now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Tonight's topic is kind of a follow-up of last week, and we're going to talk about weather warfare against America. I ran into this wonderful interview that showed up on the John Moore Show. John Moore had this guest on his program on September 13th, 2017, and I just happened to cross that second hour to listen to this man, and it blew me away. I was familiar with the information that I had on the program last week, which came from Roslyn Peterson, about geoengineering and weather modification. I thought she did an excellent job. I did post a link to that YouTube. It's about an hour long. And if you go to anticorruptionsociety.com, click on the tab that says IDH program links, and you'll see for, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, or no, it was last week. You'll see last week we put that program, and we listed Roslyn Peterson on the topic, the program topic, and then underneath it we do have a link to that great interview, which I recommend, about an hour long. She really explains the whole situation. Now, I had understood what she was talking about for several years now. However, when I listened to the John Moore Show that took place on 9/13, I was quite frankly most surprised. Some of you probably are aware of what's going on with this weather warfare. I was not as familiar with this deep state attack on our country, as a wonderful scientist by the name of Jim McKinney. And he explains it. He was involved. He is formerly a scientist that worked on these weapons, and he's now essentially a whistleblower. So what I thought I would do for tonight's program, for the first hour anyway, I downloaded that interview. I removed some of the material that was unrelated because I wanted to keep it kind of concise so there'd be time for questions afterwards or discussion. So I'm going to let Sam play it. It's 39 minutes long, and I hope you guys find it as interesting as I did, and I'll be eager to hear what comments come after that because, quite frankly, that was a shock to me, okay? I hadn't heard this guy talk before. I had missed that program, and he's talking about these hurricanes. It's just amazing what he has to say. So let's get right to it, Sam. We're just going to play through it. Sam will break it for commercials and come right back, and we'll take calls when it's over in about 35 minutes plus breaks. So let's go ahead and listen to this great interview on the John Moore Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. We're our second hour here on Wednesday, the 13th day of September. We had technical difficulties the first hour, but we're now live the second hour on Wednesday, the 13th day of September. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's an accomplished IT professional, amateur archaeologist, author, and radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Sorry, I was muted.
Okay, I thought that might be the case. Jim, I'm getting some emails and phone calls about these flares coming off the sun in the last few days. Do you have any thoughts or comments on that, sir?
Well, let me pull that up on a first break here, and I'll make a comment.
Okay.
And see what the current status is.
Right. It's there's been some big ones, and so far they've missed our planet for the most part. We've got storms and more storms. The current one out there in the Atlantic seems to be continuing to do some loop-de-loops, Hurricane Jose, which is fine with me. I know last week you were mentioning that there was human involvement in these storms and that they could have stopped them if they chose to, and they did choose not to. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Yeah, Irma was a manipulated, generated storm right from the beginning. There were absolutely no conditions ripe for hurricane development naturally, and they developed early in the eastern Atlantic, and it ran up to Category 3, 4, or 5 status very quickly, just absolutely abnormal. But what they wanted to do was get the maximum amount of water into this storm, and which it did. It was 4 times the physical size of Hurricane Andrew. I mean, that's in 2 dimensions. That's from the satellite view. It was probably much higher, probably contained as much as 8 times the amount of water that was in Hurricane Andrew, and 4 times the land area coverage. So it had a tremendous amount of water. And when they brought it along the Antilles Islands, it went directly over a couple of them, but they're so small that that's not going to affect a hurricane. But they brought it along the north coast of Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Haiti, and then Cuba. And it never touched land in any of they kept it out there to have maximum energy production, maximum water accumulation. And then it made a right turn up over the Florida Keys to bring it up the west side of Florida, where it was maximum damage once again. The only problem is that as it hit the Keys, it dumped most of its water. You could actually see it happening, and that water dumped out over the ocean. So it became a dry hurricane, basically, and you could see them as Irma went up the west coast of Florida. It kept trying to turn east into land, and they kept dragging it back out over the water. And they wanted to bring it up into Tampa Bay and basically destroy Tampa Bay. And by the time it got to Tampa Bay, they couldn't maintain the power because it kept shorting out. The Gulf of Mexico is just too shallow there. And it kept shorting out and dumping its water out in the ocean. So by the time it got to Tampa Bay, it really didn't do much damage at all. There was no surge. The counter surge on the east side of Florida did not happen. So all of the things they were trying to do didn't happen. And now CNN and Governor Scott, who, by the way, every time he made an announcement, it looked like he had somebody with a gun in his ribs. That's what he looked like to me, saying, evacuate. Everybody has to evacuate. They wanted everybody out of Florida, and they wanted all the infrastructure destroyed. And it didn't happen. A lot of people stayed in Florida. They don't trust the government. I can tell you the common people in Florida did not listen to the governor's demands for everybody to get out of there. And CNN was there to, everybody has to evacuate. You had Anderson Cooper. You had, you know, the whole laundry list of CNN big guns there trying to get everybody out of Florida, and the people did not respond. A lot of people left Florida, but a lot of people stayed. And like Tampa Bay the next day, people went back to work the next day. It was basically just rained hard. It was like kind of a heavy rain, right. And that was it. So they failed. They did not take out Florida like they took out Houston.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Any prognostications on what Jose may or may not do?
Well, that's pretty weird. We've seen them do this before with hurricanes. Hurricane Jose swung north, and then it went east, and then it went south. I'm not sure what it's doing right now. But they're saying, oh, this could come back and hit land also. We saw them, I think it was Hurricane George, back in the mid-2000s, they did that, and they brought it in to Florida. But Jose, Irma, both manipulated storms from the get-go.
Okay, well, we'll just have to watch to see what Jose is going to do. He's still out there in the Atlantic, just turning around, obviously. Okay, there's lots of issues to talk about. Jim, anyone at the top of your list you'd like to go to next?
John, it's this whole issue of manipulated storms, of taking out Houston and Florida, we have to get to the bottom of this. Who's doing this? And the corporations that run these, literally, I mean, we have to find out what is going on here. This is in the United States. This is not foreign entities. It's not Russia, you know. And if it were, why isn't the United States Air Force or military or whatever defending us? You know, no, this is being done by the United States military and the deep state is the only thing you can call it, that is coordinated from, you know, the outside the United States. The United States is not in control of the United States, and the people least of all are in control. The election of Trump was an aberration, right, out of the norm. And, you know, why he is not reacting to this, you know, is he neutralized? I mean, is he have no clue what's going on? I don't know. But
well, I think he's at some point he figured out that he's not CEO and can't do anything he wants anytime he wants, as he's spent most of his adult life.
Well, he's commander in chief, and this is an attack on this country. And so in that respect, he's in charge. He's the man.
I understand that, Jim. And we don't know, of course, what he's doing behind the scenes. Hopefully he is taking some action that we're not aware of, and we have no way of knowing that.
But to get into these corporations that have been made international and independent, you know, I don't know what you would say other than like black ops or whatever, and the military chains of command that are, you know, divergent, that really don't come under the president or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on at those levels. I don't think anybody does. But we have to rout out these corporations and find out what they're doing and find out who's doing this. Because this is... these storms are manipulated right from the very beginning. You had CNN announcing the path that this hurricane would take a week in advance. That it was come along here, make a right turn, and go up Florida. They had it going up central Florida, and then they had it going up the west coast of Florida. And obviously, the west coast of Florida was the choice, and that's where you would have gotten the maximum damage, because you have to add the velocity of the movement of the hurricane. And then the right arm of the hurricane is coming around, and so that's where you would have had the maximum damage, and that's right where they brought it. You could see them working to keep it coming up the west coast of Florida. But what they didn't count on is it shorting out into the Gulf, and so it didn't work. So now it looks like they're going to bring Jose in from the east like a bowling ball. which would have maximum damage like Andrew did.
That's pretty scary. Would you care to speculate on where they're going to have it hit, Hurricane Jose?
Well, it's fairly far north right now, but they could bring it in any place. And, of course, the big population center there is Miami-Dade County, which really didn't have that much damage either in Hurricane Irma. So if they want to have damage, that's where they would bring it.
Okay, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Professor McKinney's prognostication on what Hurricane Jose might be doing in the not-too-distant future.
But I'm not saying that's what they're going to do. I mean, they could also bring it up the East Coast and hit Washington and up to New York City. I mean, like they did with Sandy. Sandy was a manipulated storm.
Right, right. And a very intense, very powerful storm. That was out over cold water.
Where is the warm water in that one?
Exactly. Right.
So I don't have an answer. I can't read into the minds of insane lunatics which are running these systems. I don't know. But I would love to see them routed out and sitting in a courtroom with a death penalty on top of that. You know, and this is a lot of people. I mean, we're talking about scientists who have taken information that was designed to eliminate this. Irma and Jose are both examples of hurricanes that, with the same technology, to move these hurricanes into the middle of the Atlantic Ocean out of harm's way. That's what I worked on those systems to develop these so that they would be, hurricanes would be eliminated, so that we wouldn't have this kind of damage anymore. And now we're seeing, once again, like Katrina, storms manipulated for maximum damage of population centers.
Yeah, you commented a week or two, Jim, ago that these maps my listeners have been locating, movies, TV shows, and even magazines showing continents with new coastlines, might actually be depicting the consequences of massive tidal waves, tsunamis. That's certainly a possibility, isn't it?
Well, they don't. If you look at the contours that are being shown on those maps, they don't correspond to topographical, the lines on a topographical map. The, the levels. If the sea simply rose, that's not where they would be.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
But a tsunami is different. A tsunami acts differently. And so that's what I'm seeing, is that those are the levels, the areas that would be affected by a tsunami. And so that was just a comment. And other than the comment, I don't know. I can't say, for example, but why these maps keep popping up, or why they go back in history and we see them back into the even the 1950s, is pretty strange.
It is.
Clearly,
it is.
Clearly somebody has been thinking about this for a long time.
Right, right. Well, they have been. And the earliest one we found so far is 1952, which shocked me. 1954 surprised me. I wasn't too surprised when we were finding them in the mid-1950s, but those earlier ones really did catch me off guard. Mm-hmm. So, yes, and I expect we'll be finding more. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what we're talking about, at my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down the left side, you'll see images from very recent films such as Hunger Games and films and magazines going back to 1952, showing continents with new coastlines. Many. We've got, I don't have the list here in front of me, Jim, but it's a long and growing list. And typically they pick the winners, such as The Godfather. Who in this country has not seen The Godfather? You know, it's amazing. They pick the winners. They pick the ones that are going to get the maximum exposure. And we'll be finding, I expect this list to double, maybe even triple, Jim.
Well, you mentioned The Hunger Games. That's a movie that really depicts the future, because look at for example, if they succeeded with Florida and Georgia, this storm was not only meant for Florida but for Georgia. They were I was driving, John, I don't know if you know, but I was in Florida. I was part of the evacuation and driving up through Atlanta when Savannah and the coastal cities of Georgia were evacuating. Everything was going into Atlanta. It took me 8 hours to get around Atlanta. It was horrific, the amount of traffic, and the Georgia did nothing, absolutely nothing, to clear the way so the traffic could move through. In Florida, they kept everybody on I-75 and I-95, and I got off on back roads, and they were open. Nobody was encouraged to use back roads. They kept all of that traffic on the main freeways. But there was no evacuation plan. After the first day, Florida, all the gas stations were out of gas. I got onto your show, and I said, call the governor and tell him to get trucks down in there so that they can keep these gas stations open. There was no plan to get the northern counties of Florida out first. And exactly what I said would happen happened, as the southern counties of Miami and Dade County and in the western counties around Naples, et cetera, were coming north. the northern counties were unloading onto those same freeways trying to get out of there. There was no coordination. Governor Rick Scott is a complete idiot. Reactionary in emergency mode acting. There was no plan. They had no plan of evacuation. But this storm was designed to evacuate all of Florida. And I'll say something, too. I think Governor Rick Scott was under duress. When he was making his announcements to evacuate, he was surrounded by FEMA, Homeland Security, and he was reading his announcements. He wasn't up there talking. He was reading a script.
Right. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th day of September. The year's quickly slipping away from us. Speaking with Professor James McCanney, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertymen.com. Jim, you've got two radio shows a week. Tell people how they can listen live and the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. That's my weekly commercial pre-show. And this week I'll be doing a hurricane update and the update over the past number of weeks, various events. And the paid cast, I'm in the middle of the ongoing series, The Science of the Colburn. And just for the people who are in that program, in the paid cast, $3.95 a month for an extra hour each week. And because I've been traveling and involved in this hurricane issue, I have not had an update in the last week and a half on that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That page, so that'll be coming. All that'll be updated shortly. Just for people are wondering what happened to me. I'm alive and well. It's just that I was in Florida. I was evacuating with the people. I was experiencing what was going on there. And just briefly, John, the goal of Irma was to evacuate Florida and Georgia. So literally between those two states, Florida being the third most populous state behind California and Texas, to evacuate completely those states. And that's what Irma was designed to do, is to maximum damage and create refugee status out of one-tenth of the United States population.
That's pretty scary, Jim. And they... Why would they want to have those states depopulated, if you know?
Well, the Florida and Georgia is one. Florida is the third most populous state. But my estimate of what they had is they had something for every region of the country, and this was going to happen in sequence as so-called natural events or acts of God. And one by one, just take the United States piece at a time. That's what when I started seeing this unfold, that's what I thought was going to happen. You have NASA already talking about drilling a hole into the magma of Yellowstone and pumping water into it. I mean, under high pressure, which would cause that to blow up. And the first explosion would be about a 200-foot hole. And then the lake would drain down into the magma, and it would be the end of the world, basically, certainly the United States. And then you have other things that they could do to California, the first most populous state, and New York. So in a short order of a couple of weeks, they could take the United States population, turn them into refugees, and the rest would be, that'd be the end of the United States. That's what I see them doing. These were manipulated storms. Harvey
including
and Irma.
Harvey and Ed. Okay, good.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I don't see it any other way, yeah.
Okay.
But the one, Irma, failed. They failed in Florida. It did not reach its military objective.
Well, that's a good thing. But now that they're doing this, Nave, they're it's a trial and error situation. It sounds like they're learning as they go. Would that be somewhat accurate, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. They didn't understand that trying to bring that storm up the West Coast, even though they were trying for maximum damage, it was going to short out, and no matter how much effort they put into it, it was not going to continue to build. And also the storm was so large, Florida was very narrow compared to the size of the storm. And so once it started losing energy, the water started dumping over the ocean. So most of the water dumped out in the Gulf and in the Atlantic. And so they didn't get the storm surge. You need that water in the air for the momentum to push on the water to create the storm surge. Dry air does not do well at creating storm surges. So they failed. They failed to anticipate what this storm was going to do.
Hold that thought, Jim. We've got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Darrell Moore here. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked on my website at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we've got our long segment here. Let's get going.
John, there's a movie coming out. It's called Geostorm.
Really?
And, yeah, it's an interesting plot, given the topic we're talking about here. The plot is that a series of large laser satellites were put into space to control weather and to stop damaging weather. And then it's taken over by external rogue agencies, and it's a fight to get to these and get control back before they destroy the world with the geo-modified storm systems. Isn't that interesting?
It is. It is. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to look at the trailer for that. Do you have any idea when it might be coming out?
It says October 20th.
Okay.
But this, you know, apparently it's hit mainstream that laser satellites are the things doing weather control. You know, and every time I go on a show or I listen to other people, they talk about HAARP or something like that. Those are old technologies.
Right.
They're really not used anymore. They really are not easy to focus. A laser, it's like doing laser eye surgery. You can take a hurricane, build it up, drag it around, move it where you want, keep it sitting there. That's what they're doing with Jose right now. And I happen to know about this because I'm the person that developed the techniques for doing this. And it was back in the 90s before anybody had a clue what really caused hurricanes. And so I developed all of that, the methods for using this. And then we knew that the U.S. military took these over and weaponized it. And that's what's going on right now. And now we're dealing with the deep state in charge of these weapons. And this was the end result, trying to depopulate Florida and Georgia in the last attempt. We don't know what they're doing with Jose. But as I say, we've got to find out who is doing this and, you know, take him out and hang him, you know, by the highest yardarm. This is insane that people are holding this country hostage and doing this kind of damage. Look at the damage, the islands they destroyed in the Caribbean. This all should have been avoided. This all should have been, none of this should have happened since, you know, the late 1990s. We should not have had any hurricanes, landfall, or doing any damage in this country at all.
Well, Jim, as a follow-up on that, the space shuttle went up into space for many, many years with a cargo hold large enough to put a small school bus in. And we don't know what they carried up there. But the laser technology, I have every reason to believe, was brought up and put in place by the space shuttle. What do you think, sir?
Oh, we know that. Yeah, they filled the entire bay, these satellites, and they said they were communication satellites. Well, we knew that these were not communication satellites. These were the lasers. And the Russian scientists went to the UN in the early 2000s and demanded a treaty be signed. The UN formulated a treaty, and the United States would not sign it. This was after 9/11. It was very clear that the United States had intentions of using weather modification for warfare and against its own citizens. And then the storms started. There were four that went across Cuba, like 1 week apart. They were trying to force Cuba into the international banking community. Hillary Clinton was in South America, thought she had Cuba in the Organization of American States, And she left early thinking it was all taken care of, and Cuba did not join. Cuba is not going to walk into this banking community. So Cuba was hit with four hurricanes in succession. Florida was hit with crossing four hurricanes, including Charlie, which came up the West Coast, as I recall, and came into Fort Myers. People totally unprepared. That's when we first started seeing the FEMA trucks come into these areas and literally clean them out, put the bodies in body bags and haul them away. We don't know what's going on. We don't know how many people now are in FEMA camps after Hurricane Irma or after Hurricane Harvey, as in New Orleans. There might be a million people that went missing. We don't know. But Homeland Security, FEMA involved in the basically, we don't know what's going on, what these people are being taken. There are people that have told me that they're being executed for body parts. And so, I mean, I don't know. I don't personally know.
Well, Jim, I watched the trailer for Geostar a moment ago. The film is going to be released October the 20th.
Correct.
And it's got some sensational scenes in it with what the things you expect, tidal waves going over major cities and spectacular graphics. I don't know much about the plot, but it looks like it's worth $7 to go sit down and watch it in a movie theater.
Well, it's interesting that the idea of laser satellites manipulating weather, controlling weather for good and then bad, has become mainstream. And in spite of the fact that when you watch CNN, which I did throughout this whole hurricane thing, to find what they were trying to, what kind of disinformation they were pumping into the public, they were on there continually repeating this idea of warm water creating hurricanes.
Right. Exactly.
Which is absurd.
It is.
And so they're trying to keep the public still completely misinformed about the real cause of hurricanes, keeping away the idea that they can be manipulated and managed by laser satellites. And then we have a major Hollywood movie coming out, you know, laying it all on the table. But, of course, the plot is that they were made for good. The United States is the good guy. And then bad guys over there, you know, terrorists outside,
right,
get a hold of
right.
it. And it's just the opposite.
It is. Jim, we got a caller and holder. We got Jesse in Europe. Good morning, Jesse.
What is the relationship between EMEs and earthquakes, and is it possible to take some kind of auroral event to make people think?
Absolutely. And the method, which was actually developed by Tesla to induce earthquakes, it's in a vibrational mode. What you do is you get the resonant frequency of the fault line, and you can do that by experimentation. And then what you do is you just send sound waves, and you can do that with laser satellites by pulsing at the correct frequency. It's like a singer breaking a glass that has a high E or whatever is the resonant frequency of glass. So what happens is that energy keeps entering the glass. The glass is vibrating until the point it simply shatters. And it's the same technique. So therefore the auroral displays is nothing more than the electrical discharges going on as a result of the laser activity in the ionosphere. It's basically you're discharging, or you're creating an electrical path through the atmosphere, which is a dielectric, which normally separates the ionosphere from ground. You punch a hole through that with a laser, and you're going to get electrical discharge phenomena, thus the green light, etc. But that's the physical process. I can't comment on what you're saying because I haven't seen the videos of this happening in Mexico, but that's one of the techniques for inducing earthquakes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, allegedly in Mexico, the green lights were over the spot where the earthquake hit and over Mexico City, so all over the country. Anyway,
Well, maybe maybe Jim can do some homework before our show next week and get back with us on that, Jesse. Anything else?
No. Have a good day.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Next we go to Jeff in Virginia. Morning, Jeff. You're on the air.
Good morning. My sister lives in Gainesville, Florida, and she said they were calling for 80-mile-an-hour winds down there and that they should shelter or leave, and my sister didn't even lose power.
Right. Yes. By the time the storm got up that far, it really had lost everything. It turned into basically a rainstorm at that point they couldn't sustain the storm coming up the West Coast. The storm was supposed to come into Tampa Bay, come inland, and then head north. And this between the storm surge and the rain and the wind do a lot of damage, because those northern homes, typically, I don't know about your sister's home, but it's probably made out of wood, not block, as in southern Florida. Yeah. And so you get up that far, an 80-mile-an-hour wind would cause a tremendous amount of damage on a wooden house where it wouldn't touch a brick house. And then going up into Georgia, the same. You have primarily wooden construction where you rip the roof off with an 80-mile-an-hour wind and then follow with, 20 inches of rain. It's not like you can move back in your house tomorrow, plus destroy the infrastructure. But it never happened. Oddly enough, they evacuated the eastern coast of Georgia and the storm swung west. So they were having a hard time controlling that storm. It was doing what it wanted at a certain point. They couldn't control it anymore. But, by the time Storm Irma got to northern Florida, it was pretty much over.
Also, Professor McKinney, one other thing. I've emailed you a few times. The name you're looking for with the deathbed confessions is Otto Skorzeny. He's the
Skorzeny.
Guy.
Skorzeny, yeah, thanks. Yeah, I have a trouble pronouncing that name. Otto Skorzeny.
If you haven't deathbed read it, yeah.
Yeah, deathbed confession.
He's the guy who confessed to strangling Tesla with HW. Back in 43, I believe.
Correct. January 7th, George H.W. Bush was there as a 19-year-old kid watching while Skorzeny, as it's pronounced, Skorzeny suffocated Tesla. Tesla was on his way to England to sell the defensive technology. And I've mentioned this before on John's show. That was strictly defensive, that would have stopped any air war in Germany or any V-1, V-2 rockets coming into England. And so being in the war business, George Bush, who was actually his name at the time was Schiff, not Bush. They changed their name. And as I've said before, George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr., neither one of them were born in the United States. Neither one of them are naturalized citizens. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the greatest, secrets that the American people have yet to discover, if they would only read more,
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All of the documentation. Excuse me. I'm losing my voice here. Is there. It's very clear that the Bushes were very much involved. And then, of course, the beginning of the CIA then back in 1947 had nothing to do with security of the United States. They were simply moving the German SS into the United States. And
you've
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
That's, you know,
Operation Paperclip.
Yeah. And the Bushes, Garzani, all those people were part of that, the shifts, I should say.
All right. I guess that's all I have. I'll keep listening like I always do. Thanks for your time.
All right. Jeff, thank you for the call. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, Jim, we've got about 3 minutes here to wrap it up, sir.
Yeah, John, I don't know where this is going. I'm expecting other so-called natural disasters of major proportion in major population centers of the United States. I think this is just the beginning, and I would hope that it wasn't. But these people have basically gone underground. They have control of equipment that can create earthquakes, create hurricanes, tornadoes, and possibly tsunamis, etc. So in a very short order could cripple basically the population and economy of the United States and the industries, etc., that make this country move. So I don't know where this is going, but I can tell you that people in charge have to get a handle on this and get this under control.
Well, it's perilous times that we live in, and time for people to be really paying attention to preparedness, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely, yeah. And I applaud the people of Florida and a lot of the people in Florida who did not leave in spite of what I thought was going to be. I thought that they were going to succeed and destroy Florida, but they did not. So anyway, applaud the people of Florida. The people of Houston were not as fortunate. They did succeed in destroying that city and still very much recovering. So, and then also help the people in the Virgin Islands that have had their entire world destroyed by these maniacs. So remember the people in the Virgin Islands. They got hit the hardest.
All right.
Northern Cuba.
All right. Well, Jim, we'll have you back next week. And it looks like things are getting more serious very quickly. And don't feel free to call in for updates on other time slots I got if you need to, sir.
Okay. Very good. All right. Will do, John.
Okay. Thank you. Breathtaking. Well, we've known this is coming, at least I have, for quite a while, that they would want to destroy the United States. That's why they're manipulating these storms, is to destroy the United States of America. Why? Because of middle-class American Christians. This is a spiritual war, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fool yourselves. This is a spiritual war. There's never been anything like what we've got with middle-class American Christians going around the planet, spreading the word of Jesus Christ on their own nickel, spending their own money. The Catholic Church is losing control. The communists are threatened. Nobody in the New World Order likes American middle-class Christians. That's what they want to destroy, and they have to destroy the United States in order to do that.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.